Hey, 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 my beautiful friends. You are on the podcast, A Walk with Friends, and it is me, your friend and cheery host, Marcella. As you guys know, if you're listening to this on the day that I'm releasing it, it is Bible Study Thursday. You got that right. Today we're jumping into 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. Now we know that this is not actually a chapter. It's a continuation of a letter from the Apostle Paul to the new believers in Thessalonica. This new church is standing firm in their faith, but Paul hears that there are some people actually bringing deception to them. And Paul is writing to bring correction to what is happening. That is where we are now. Let's jump in. Now, dear brothers and sisters, let us clarify some things about the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and how we will be gathered to meet him. Don't be so easily shaken or alarmed by those who say that the day of the Lord has already begun. Don't believe them, even if they claim to have had a spiritual vision, a revelation, or a letter supposedly from us. Don't be fooled by what they say. For that day will not come until there is a great rebellion against God and the man of lawlessness is revealed, the one who brings destruction. He will exalt himself and defy everything that people call God and every object of worship. He will even sit in the temple of God, claiming that he himself is God. Don't you remember that I told you about all this when I was with you? And you know what is holding him back, for he can be revealed only when his time comes. For this lawlessness is already at work secretly, and it will remain secret until the one who is holding it back steps out of the way. Then the man of lawlessness will be revealed, but the Lord Jesus will slay him with the breath of his mouth and destroy him by the splendor of his coming. This man will come to do the work of Satan with counterfeit power and signs and miracles. He will use every kind of evil deception to fool those on their way to destruction because they refuse to love and accept the truth that would save them. So God will cause them to be greatly deceived, and they will believe these lies. Then they will be condemned for enjoying evil rather than believing the truth. As for us, we can't help but thank God for you, dear brothers and sisters, loved by the Lord. We are always thankful that God chose you to be among the first to experience salvation, a salvation that came through the Spirit who makes you holy and through your belief in the truth. He called you to salvation when we told you the good news. Now, you can share in the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. With all these things in mind, dear brothers and sisters, stand firm and keep a strong grip on the teaching we passed on to you, both in person and by letter. Now, may our Lord Jesus Christ himself and God, our Father, who loved us and by his grace gave us eternal comfort and a wonderful hope, comfort you and strengthen you in every good thing you do and say. In the New King James Version, it says that concerning the coming of our Lord Jesus and our gathering to be with him, Paul says, don't be troubled and shaken in mind by spirit, word, or letter. So that just shows us that there can be spirits coming to bring trouble and coming to shake us up in our minds, or there might be just words that people are saying or false messages that people are saying. And that's what's happening here in Thessalonica, intense persecution combined with what sounds like just utter confusion. So Paul is bringing this correction about the day of the Lord's return. And he begins to teach some things that he may have already told the Thessalonians before, but he reminds them what will take place before the coming of Jesus. Here are a few things to note that Paul mentions. There will be a rebellion against God. The man of lawlessness, who is already at work in the earth, though secretly, without his identity being revealed, will exalt himself and sit in the temple claiming to be God, and will be revealed when the restrainer lifts and gets out of the way. Now pause right there. Though in this scripture it doesn't use the word rapture, there is a, I believe it's in the Greek, where the Bible says the restrainer will be lifted or taken away. And so many know that and believe that to be the Holy Spirit. And so the only way for the Holy Spirit to leave the earth is when God comes and lifts the Holy Spirit-filled believers off of the earth, which we know as the rapture. So just wanted to bring some knowledge there. Paul says there will be counterfeit powers and signs and miracles using deception to fool those that are on their way to destruction. This is a very interesting part because in my mind, I'm beginning to ask, well, who are those that are going to be deceived? Paul actually mentions who those people are. He says that those are they who refuse to love and accept the truth that would save them. So it's those who refuse to love and accept Jesus Christ. And because they refuse him, God actually gives these people what they truly want, to believe in these lies and deception. But Paul says they will not escape condemnation of enjoying evil. Now Paul closes this letter telling the Thessalonian believers to stand firm. Have a strong grip of the teachings we passed on to you. Now remember that the Thessalonian church didn't have the entire New Testament to hold on to, so the teachings that they have are those that Paul had given them in the first initial visit and then whenever he is affirming and confirming and reminding in these letters. So amidst this intense persecution, you can imagine how people speaking out deceptions of things that are going to happen, how that could shake up these new believers. But Paul is saying to not be shaken by any of this, but instead know that they have a consolation from God and hope by grace to comfort their hearts that are being established in all that they do. I hope you guys have had such an incredible time spending it here, walking through the word with me. Until next time, friends, have an incredible day and go out there and share the gospel, the good news, the love and truth of Jesus Christ.